Okay, tonight we're going to talk about, or we'll at least start talking about, maybe finish talking about, where to put the mezuzah on the doorpost. This is very, very halacha lemaisa, and it also very much comes right off the daf of Gemara, meaning these halachos, you know, the gra yesterday, it all started with a gra, so we were very far removed from any Gemara, really, and we had Bamasiyah Kuf Beis a little bit. Tonight's topic really, you know, comes right off the pages of the Gemara. Before we get to the issue of the angle, and then followed by the issue of the height, there is one Gemara that we had earlier that already spoke about placement on the doorpost of the mezuzah. So maybe we'll do that first, and then we'll get to the angle and the height. First thing is, I know the Mar Makomos were about the angle and the height, but maybe just a couple of words about the other halacha that's mentioned in the Gemara, and that is in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara had said that if you're Tala B'makol, oh, Shehinicha achar hadeles, sakana ve'in b'mitzvah. That if you hang it b'makal in a stick, and we discussed that at length when we, a couple of weeks ago, but o shehinicha achar hadeles, you put the mezuzah behind the door, so then sakana ve'in b'mitzvah. You are not mekayim b'mitzvah. We discussed what sakana means. We had that whole conversation already. But ein b'mitzvah, achar hadeles is ein b'mitzvah. So where on the doorpost do you put it? First rule is not achar hadeles. So what does that mean? What does achar hadeles mean? So how do you understand that Gemara? Where are we talking? You have a doorway right here. Where shouldn't you put the mezuzah? Anybody? No? Evan wants to say something. What?
Because
it's side you're on. Well, let's assume if this is the inside and this is the outside, because that's what we assume, we put it on the right side here. So where's Achar Adelis? So Achar Adelis would mean over here.
Yeah.
Over here or over here? Yeah?
Neither.
What?
Wherever the door opens, like where it ends up being covered by the door.
Where it's going to be covered by the door. So where's that?
On the inside, over there.
Okay. So but everyone seems to be saying the same basic idea that it's one side or the other. Achar Adelis is an issue of, it's not an issue of doorpost versus outside of the doorpost, you know, versus along the wall. It's an issue of the inside of the door or the outside of the door. That one way or another, you're locking the mezuzah out. Achar Adelis means behind the door. So that is interesting. The only problem is, that would mean that depending whichever way you want to hold is bad, half the mezuzahs in this building are going to be bad. Because depending which way the door opens, there's either room on the doorpost just outside of the door or just inside of the door. If you look in the Beis Medrash, the mezuzahs, even though the Beis Medrash doesn't need a mezuzah, but it's used for a lot of other things besides for the Beis Medrash. So the mezuzah is inside the door. If the mezuzah is inside the door, and over here the mezuzah is outside the door. So are one of these puzzle? And the Gemara says, puzzle, this isn't just like, you know, ein ba mitzvah, the Gemara says. It's not a mitzvah. So this is pretty serious stuff. So what does achar adelis mean? So I just want to spend a few minutes on achar adelis. The words achar adelis, as far as I know, do not appear in Shulchan Aruch. And Simon Reish Peites Sif Beis, which is in the Mar Makomos, I believe. Simon Reish Peites Sif Beis, which is it? It should be, right? No, Vav?
I think it's 32, maybe.
32, no, it's the Bach. Okay, 34, there you go, 34. Ezu makom kviyasa, where do you put the mezuzah? Betoch chalol shel Pesach, betefach hasamuch l'chutz. So what do you say, betoch chalol shel Pesach? In the hollow area of the doorway, which means in between the two doorposts. The mezuzah has to be in a place that it's on one doorpost and it's facing the other doorpost. If you were to put the mezuzah, let's say, over here on the wall outside of the doorpost, the mezuzah may be, or even, you know, on the metal part, the mezuzah may be on this doorpost, but it's not facing the other doorpost. It's facing that wall. It's facing the back wall of the room. So, betoch chalol shel Pesach, pashup shat means inside the actual doorpost. Betoch chalol shel Pesach, betefach hasamuch l'chutz. Where in the chalol shel Pesach? Well, if it's a very thick doorpost, it's got to be on the outermost tefach of that door. V'im shina eno ma'akev, and if you do different, it's not going to be ma'akev. V'vad sheyanichena b'mezuzah atzma, the Rama says. So what does it mean if you do different and say no ma'akev? Probably means if you do different than the tefach hasamuch l'chutz. If it's not on the outermost tefach, it's okay. But it does need to be on the mezuzah atzma. Again, mezuzah means doorpost over here, not the scroll. It has to be on the actual doorpost itself. Sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is assuming that we're talking about that achar adeles, or that the problem would be if it's on the wall rather than on the doorpost. Not which side of the doorpost it's on, that we don't really, meaning which inside the door, outside the door, that doesn't really bother us, that doesn't really matter to us. It just can't be on the wall on either side of the doorpost, it has to be on the doorpost itself. Right, so that's in fact the way the Beis Yosef understands the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav Hilchos Mezuzah Halacha Yud Beis the exact lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that it's got to be b'toch halol shel Pesach, and the Nimuka Yosef explains that Achrei Hadelis is possible because it's chutz l'mezuzah hashar, it's outside of the actual doorpost, and therefore. That's the way, the classic way of understanding that line of the Gemara is that it doesn't mean behind the door, it means it can't be on the wall, it's got to be on the doorpost. Then the obvious question becomes, well, why does it say Achrei Hadelis? There's a much better way to say that. It should say, like the Shulchan Aruch says, B'soch HaShar, it should say B'soch Chalol Shel Pesach, something like that. Achrei Hadelis implies, that's why I started by asking that question. What does Achrei Hadelis mean? Everyone assumed it meant one side of the door or the other, whichever side you took, you know, but everyone assumed it meant one side of the door or the other. So it's a very strange lashon to pick if you're going to say Achrei Hadelis. And the goal of the first few minutes of Shir tonight, to understand this halacha, is to try to explain what in the world is going on in the front mezuzah in this building. That when you walk into the building, some of you I know noticed, others may not have noticed, that the mezuzah on the front door of this building is not on the, it's not inside B'soch Chalol Shel Pesach. It's not in the doorpost. It is actually outside of the doorpost, outside of the door, outside of the building, facing you. If you're facing the door straight up, the mezuzah is facing you on the right-hand side. It's not facing the other doorpost, it's facing toward the outside. So that's a little bit strange. You normally don't see mezuzahs like that. So my first thought, and everyone's first thought when they see that is, oh, there must have not been enough room on the doorpost. But if you open, the truth is, there isn't enough room on the doorpost outside of the door, but there's plenty of room on the doorpost inside of the door. Right? So we have to try to figure out what's going on over there. Why did they do that? So just a little bit of research, asking the Menahel and the Sagan Menahel, it became clear after they argued about it for a while that Rav Shechter is the one that gave the Pesach, that they should put it where they put it. I contacted Rav Shechter about it, sent him a picture, asked, what's this about? And he gave me a Maramakom, so I just want to discuss that Maramakom for a couple of minutes and just maybe figure out what's behind this halacha. So again, Pasha Pshat is, it can't be there. It's got to be on the doorpost itself, B'soch Chalol Shel Pesach. And that's the Pashas of the Beis Yosef, the way the Beis Yosef explains the Rambam, the Menuchei Yosef, that the Psul of Achar Adelis is that the mezuzah needs to be B'Chalol HaPesach, and even if you put it up, even if you put it on the side of the doorpost itself and not on the wall outside of the doorpost, that's going to be possible. Meaning, even if you put it, you can't see from that side of the room, but even if you put it over here, as opposed to over here, that's also going to be no good. It's got to be here, or in this case, here, right? It's got to be on the doorpost itself. So that's, meaning on the doorpost facing the other doorpost. That's the Pashut reading of the Beis Yosef, Pashut reading of the Shulchan Aruch, Pashut reading of the Rambam. And the fact that it says Achrei Hadelis, you have to say Lo Dibrei LeBehove, that they were speaking the most common circumstance. That normally that happens when you put it behind the door, that it's going to be on the wall. But it really means on either side. If it's on the wall, it's a problem. It has to be on. It has to be facing the other doorpost. Now, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon Rambam that it's got to be in the Chalal HaPesach. Anytime it's not, it's going to be Pasul, and that's the din of Achrei Hadelis. The only problem is, why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch write Mefurash to say that it's possible when it's not in the Chalal HaPesach? He only says that you should put it in the doorway. So that's a little bit strange. He never says possible if you don't. He says, Ezu makom kviyasa b'toch Chalal Shel Pesach. But he doesn't say, and if you don't do this, it's possible. In fact, the Rama says, Imshina Einu Ma'akev. What's the Rama talking about, Imshina Einu Ma'akev? So you could have read it, Imshina Einu Ma'akev is only going on that last prat of the Tefach. That if you change from that last Tefach and you put it on another Tefach of the doorway, that's okay. Or maybe it's going on the whole thing, that it's not going to be possible. So But the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon. Pashas, why the Shulchan Aruch does that is because he's just quoting the Lashon of the Rambam. So then the question goes to, why did the Rambam do that? And the answer to that is that the Rambam really discusses this in two places. The Rambam, in one place, discusses the, in Perek Vav Hilchos Mezuzah Halacha Yud Beis, discusses where the mezuzah is supposed to be. Perek Hei Halacha Ches, he discusses where, if you, where it's possible to put the mezuzah. So since the Rambam splits it up in two different places and puts it in two different halachas, Shulchan Aruch had to pick one to quote this halacha, and he always tries to use the Lashon of the Rambam when he agrees with the Rambam. So Pashas, that's why he used the Lashon of the Rambam. So that is the Pashat reading. Now that doesn't help us for our mezuzah on the front door over here. Now the tour holds, when you put in Achar Adeles, it's Kashar B'Dieved. It's an important point. That even though the Gemara says ain't a mitzvah, Gemara doesn't say possible. It says not a mitzvah, which might mean it's not the mitzvah menemuvcha. It doesn't use the word possible. So the Torah holds, you put it achar adeles, it's still going to be kosher. And Rav Shechter pointed to me to, he didn't give me the exact Mar Makom, he was in Spain at the time that he responded to the email. He just said, the Chayyadam holds that that's what you're supposed to do. So a little bit of research, and in the Pischei Mezuzos, in the Biurim section, he quotes from the Nishmas Adam, Klal Tezvav Os Aleph, which is written by the Chaye Adam. The Nishmas Adam, which is the more iyunim, the Chaye Adam is very brief and to the point. Chaye Adam is a very easy way to learn halacha. Rav Shechter always recommends that when you start learning halacha, don't go straight to Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is way too complicated. Kitter Shulchan Aruch, then you can graduate to Chaye Adam, but you know, and then ultimately you graduate to Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't think that everyone should start with Mishnah Berurah. But in Nishmas Adam, he has longer iyunim. So in Nishmas Adam, Klal Tezvav, Os Aleph, he's medayek that that Tosfos, the Mordechai, and the Rabbeinu Tam also agree with the Torah that Achari Adelis is kosher, and he even wants to suggest that Mekhi Yosef agrees with the Torah, and the Diuk is really from the Lashon of the Gemara, that it says, Hinicha achar adelas. Look how the Gemara says in Alam Beis and Beis. What do we say? Amar Vidomer Shmuel Tala b'makol. What's the word? Psula. You put it in a makol, it's pasul. Then we quote a brisa. Tani nami achi Tala b'makol. Oh, hinicha achar adelas. As soon as the brisa introduces the concept of hinicha achar adelas, all of a sudden we shy away from lashon pasul. And what do we say? Sakana vein b'mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. So that shies away from the Lashon of Pasul. So that's the Ikur Diuk that the Nishmas Adam suggests. And therefore, says the Nishmas Adam, there are Tzvei Dinim over here. First of all, when it says Hinicha Achar Adeles, that it's Pasul, that's only on the, meaning, when it says when it implies that Achar Adeles is Pasul, Sakana means that it's Pasul, that you're not getting anything. So that's only when it's Al HaKosel Mibachutz, when it's on the wall, facing out. But if you put it on the actual doorpost, just not facing the other doorpost, facing the outside, or the inside for that matter, but it's on the actual doorpost itself, it's just not on the right part of the doorpost, then it's not going to be pasul. It's just that l'chadchila, there's a mitzvah to put it in the Chalal HaPesach. L'chadchila, there's a mitzvah to put it in the actual, facing the other doorpost. And that's what Rabbi Dom Rav says, that mitzvah l'anicha b'chalal HaPesach. That it's a mitzvah to put it in the Chalal HaPesach. That's the next line of, that's the second to last line on the page, right? V'amar Rav Yudam Shmuel, mitzvah laniach b'tov chalol l'shal Pesach. That it's a mitzvah to put it there. So on the one hand, it sounds like it's possible, because we said that Talib Makal is possible, and then we say Talib Makal or Achar Adeles is Sakana. Sakana sounds like you're not getting anything for it, and ain't ba mitzvah. And then we say, nah, it's a mitzvah lecharchila, to put it b'chalol shel Pesach. So Nishmas Adam says, Tzvei Dinim. There's one din of putting it on the wall, where it's not on a doorpost at all. That's an absolute psul. And then there's the din of putting it on the doorpost, facing the outside. That's not an absolute psul. That's more negotiable. That's still going to be kosher, just not ideal. Now, according to the Nishmas Adam, that's how everyone aside from the Rambam holds. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon of the Rambam implies that the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rambam, where, again, the Rambam would still say it's possible to put it on the outside of the doorpost. That's how the Nishmas Adam understands. Now, the Rambam writes, V'imshina eino ma'akev u'buvachi anichena b'mzuza atzma. That if you do different from what the Shulchan Aruch says, it's not ma'akev. Pashtos, that's going on the whole line that the Shulchan Aruch said, that the Makom Kviyas HaMezuzah is B'toch Chalal Shel Pesach. So says Nishmas Adam, the Ramah is coming to tell you that even though the Shulchan Aruch learns exactly like the Rambam, the Ramah is coming to tell you that no, I learn like everybody else, like the Tur and like others that say that no, that it, even though it's not facing the other doorpost, it's still kosher as long as it's on the doorpost, even if it's facing the outside. And that's how the Shach learns that the Ramah paskens like the Tur, that Achrei Adelis is going to be kosher. So when the Ramah writes Ublvad she'anichena b'mezuza atzma, that means, right, that's what the Ramah says. That's Lashon. Blvad she'anichena b'mezuza atzma. What's the Ramah adding with those words? That, yeah, Achrei Adelis is okay, but it still needs to be on the doorpost. Achrei Adelis. Can't be on the wall. Achrei Adelis. And that's how a lot of the Achronim learn what the Ramah is saying. That's how they learn up the Ramah. The Levush, who was the Talmud of the Ramah, learns that when he says Imshina Eino Ma'akev, it's not going on the din that it has to be B'chalal HaPesach, it's only going on the din of the Tefach HaSamach L'chutz. And that, you know, takes away a lot of the meaning of that Ramah, because that's obvious. You know, it's a more obvious din that that's going to be kosher. And then if the Levush is learning correctly, then the Ramah is masking to the Shulchan Aruch that the mezuzah on our front door is possible. So basically where we are right now, according to Rov Achronim, the way they understand the Ramah, and the way Nishmas Adam certainly understands, is that the Mechaber would hold the mezuzah on our front door as possible, like the Shitas HaRambam, because that's called Achorei Adelis. Whenever it's not facing the other doorpost, that's Achorei Adelis. And the Ramah and the Tur and perhaps Mukhe Yosef and many others would hold that it's kosher, it's just not ideal. It's kosher, it's just not ideal. Now, there is the possibility that the let's put it this way. Achorei, the idea that Achorei Hadelis means, might mean the other side of the door, that Achorei Hadelis might mean behind where the door is suggested by Achronim. I can't find right now where. I saw it quoted in the Sefer Pesachim Mezuzos, but it is suggested by Achronim. Rav Shechter thought, and again, it's because I didn't see the Nishmas Adam inside yet, I couldn't find it yet, that I don't see where he says it, but Rav Shechter thought, he remembered the Nishmas Adam had said that if your options are to put it Achorei Adelis in the sense that it's behind the door, or to have it, and if you do that, it will face the other doorpost, or to have it outside of the door, but it's still on the doorpost facing out, you should put it on the doorpost facing out. That's the better of the two options. Since we don't passkin like the Rambam, Ashkenazim don't passkin like the Rambam, we passkin like the Ramah, therefore, it's still going to be kosher that way for sure, but the Achorei Adelis behind the door is the worst of the two evils. I don't really see where the majority of Achronim say that. It seems that the majority of Achronim do not assume that way. They assume that as long as you can get it on the doorpost facing the other doorpost, that is always ideal. That is always the best thing to do. And it's only b'dieved when there's no room, when there's no room on the doorpost at all, and you have to put it somewhere else. So then you can put it on the doorpost facing outward. That's when all the dust settles. If they would have asked me where to put this mezuzah, and if they would have asked, probably I would guess 99% of the rabbis where to put this mezuzah, they would say definitely b'toch halal shel pesach, like the pashas of the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Shechter had this nishmas adam that he thought was correct based on understanding Achorei Adelis the way most of you intuitively understood Achorei Adelis, and that it's therefore better to put it when you take into account that many Rishonim hold that it's not called Achorei Adelis where it is right now on the front of the yeshiva, and that it might be called Achorei Adelis if you put it actually behind the door but on the doorpost facing the other doorpost. So therefore, he thought that this was the lesser of the two evils. That's what he seems to thought. I don't know why he only thought that way about the front door mezuzah. What about the Beis Medrash mezuzah? Meaning any time the mezuzah is inside a room, he should hold that way then. Right? By the Beis Medrash, the mezuzah is inside the door. So why is that not called Achorei Adelis? I don't know. That I can't answer. Mirtz Hashem, he'll get back from Spain and then Israel and whatever. We'll get in touch eventually and we'll be able to figure it out. Maybe I'll have the Menahel speak to him about it when he's in Israel. Okay, anyway. That's Aleph. That's the first thing I wanted to discuss. Second thing is where to put the mezuzah in terms of the angle of the mezuzah. So The Gemara, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, the Gemara told that we read the Gemara already, that the Gemara says that Asa Kimin Nagor Psula, that if you make it like a peg or a nail, it's pasul. And Rashi understood, we saw already, that Kimin Nagor means that you know, like a nail that you would nail into the wall, it's facing, what do you call it?
Horizontal.
Horizontal, right? Yep.
Can you just repeat like what Rosh Hashanah said based on the two options?
That one option is that you have it on the doorpost facing the other doorpost, but it's behind the door. The other option is that it's on the doorpost facing the outside, but it's in front of the door, not behind the door. So he thought, considering that it's a machlokes, what achorei adelus means, and that Rov Rishonim hold that if it's as long as it's still on the post, not on the wall, it's still on the post, even though it's facing the outside, that's the lesser problem of achorei adelus than the problem of it being behind the actual door. That's what he held. Yeah.
If the door, I didn't say the front door is there, if the door were to open inside, then he would say that it would be just as good to keep it in the challah. There'd be no difference between the challah and the.
Why do you say that?
I'm just asking, the whole problem that the door that.
No, it's just that normally when it opens, whichever way it opens, the mezuzah will fit on the other side because it goes flush against where it opens. See, like when we close this door, that's only problem. When you go into the building, the door opens out, and therefore, when it's closed, there's nowhere to put the mezuzah. You know, the only place to put it is over here. There's no more room. That's just normally the way doors work.
Right, but I'm saying if the door, let's say, no, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So again, it's not consistent throughout the building, though. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he holds just the front door of a building. I'm not sure.
Second door
is the same.
Right.
Yeah, the same problem. I don't know. Maybe he didn't go through the whole building. He just they only asked him about the front door. I don't know. Okay. Now, what?
In the cafeteria, they're also. Going into the cafeteria,
yeah.
Behind, they're also in the front.
Really?
Yeah.
They're in the front. Really? They're in the lunchroom also. They're in the front.
Yeah.
Never. In the going into the building, or even when you're inside into the room.
No, going into the building.
Okay. Going into the building. Okay. Yeah, that would be for the same reason. Okay. All right. Now we have Machlokas Rashi and Tosos about whether it should be horizontal or vertical. Rashi says that Asal Kamin Nagar Psula means that if you make it horizontal, it's possible. Which means that it's supposed to be vertical. Rabbi Natam says, no, it means if you make it vertical, it's pasul. Because Rabbi Natam says vertical is disrespectful. Now, what would Rashi say? Rashi would say horizontal is disrespectful. Meaning, the Nekudas HaMachlokas is, which is the more disrespectful way? That one of them is considered to be a bizayin for the mezuzah. So, considering that that's how all the Achronim explain the Machlokas. That it's a discussion of what's a greater bizayin. What's a greater bizayin to the mezuzah? Is it more of a bizayin for the mezuzah to be lying down, or is it more of a bizayin for the mezuzah to be standing up? If you hold that, that's the way the Prisha explains in Osir Aleph in his commentary on the Torah. That's the way all the poskim seem to understand that it's about the bizayin of the mezuzah, and therefore when you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Resh Pei Tes Siv Vav, Shulchan Aruch writes Tzricha Liyos Sukufa. It needs to be standing up. Orcha la'orich mezuzas haPesach. The length across the length of the doorway, meaning the length of the mezuzah should be standing up like the length of the doorpost. V'yichavin sheishma dahinu sofa glila litzad chutz. And you should have it wrapped in such a way where the end of the wrapping of the mezuzah should be should be toward the outside. Okay, says the Rama. V'chein nahagu, aval yesh omrim shepsula b'zakufa. He says that is the minhag if you happen to hold like the mechaber, for edus hamizrach. But yesh omrim shepsula b'zakufa, that if you have it standing up, it's possible. El tzrich li yoshchuva. It needs to be lying down. Orcha l'rochav mezuzas haPesach. It needs to be in a way where the length of the mezuzah goes across the width of the doorpost. And therefore, says the Rama, one of the strangest Ramas, v'medaktikin yotzin yidei shneihem. So if you want to really be yotze both deos, put it on an angle. And people are very medactic, put it on an angle. So the obvious kasha on the Rama is, Yes, kasha or stam? Okay.
It's the second part of the Rashi where in Tosafot it said that like if it like bends in the middle, and it would also be first of all, like how do you bend the
mezuzah?
It's like the clap inside it would also have to be bent then.
Right.
And that wouldn't be good.
Well, I mean, between the shuras, I would assume, but you would bend it and hope it doesn't rip. Yeah.
But
so it sounds like.
Rashi, that's good.
Yeah. Right, and tells us. Apparently, probably for the reasons that you just articulated, the Rama doesn't want to recommend that. That practically, it's probably going to rip the mezuzah after a while. I would imagine. What?
And that's what everybody was doing. Like the Rosh and the Morcha, they said that everybody was nohag to put it like a nun.
Right, but that's probably why it didn't make it into the Shulchan Aruch. So the Rama says instead of making it like a nun, he says I got better. Do it balachsum. So now the obvious kasha on the Rama is if there's one sheet that says like this, the other sheet that says like this, you are not doing like both sheetas when you do it at a 45 degree angle. You're doing it like neither sheeta. So that's why the nekudas hamachlokas is important. What are they really arguing about? They're arguing about, as Tosa says, beferish, what's the derech kavod, or what is the derech bizayon? Meaning they're not arguing about what's derech kavod as much as they are what's not derech kavod. What's derech bizayon? That each one holds that the other way is derech bizayon. Mimela, on an angle, is not derech bizayon according to either one. So you've satisfied the concerns. The reason that the reason to say you do b'shchiva, that Tosa says you do b'shchiva, is because he holds zekifa is derech bizayon. The reason Rashi says do it zekifa is b'shchiva is derech bizayon. If it's neither zakuf nor shachuf, so then it's not going to be derech bizayon. Okay.
They give a reason for why he feels Shiva
would be derech bizayon. Yeah, Tulsa talks about how the Aron was, how the Torah was placed in the Aron, right? He says Mu'umar is lav derech kavod hu, and v'sefer Torah v'luchos shamar mushka v'lo mu'umad. That's why the sefer Torah and the luchos were in the Aron. They were lying down. They weren't standing up. So standing up is not derech kavod. Yeah.
Where did this idea about saying which direction is not with be machlokas? Wouldn't that argue with Tulsa himself? Before he mentioned over there. That you put like a nun, then you're making.
Why didn't Tosafos think of this?
He's saying putting like a nun would be a problem for sure both ways. So you're putting it diagonally, which is not kavodic, and you're putting a strip, which is you're putting it sideways, horizontally, and vertically, which are both not kavodic ways. So it should be like that.
I mean, why does the nun work?
Yeah, it should be the epitome of not kavodic, because you're doing, and going to either one, you're doing it wrong.
You could explain the machlokas the other way, that machlokas is over.
Yes, I'm saying.
Right.
So that's what it has to be.
Right.
So be holding that.
And the Rama doesn't hold that way.
Yeah.
Rama holds it's about derech bizayon. That's what you have to say. Yeah, it is a little bit strange. That explanation that it's all about what to avoid is quoted here in the Sefer Pisrei Mezuzos in the name of the Chovas Hador, Perek Tes Sivkat Nachas, Sivkat Nachaf. Shekala machlokas eich lahanicha eina al hatsura eich lahanicha bedavka, ela adraba eich lo lahanicha. Shalarashi also lahanicha mushkaves vein zedar chavod, shein zedar chavod. Rashi says you can't put it lying down, but in time you can't put it standing up. But as long as it's not derech skipa, derech shchiva, so then it's going to be good l'kuli alma. Good. That's what they suggest. How much of an angle? So the poskim say angle means you compromise exactly. You know the Bali Musar say the reason that the mezuzah is at an angle. And what kind of way is this to resolve a machlokas by just saying compromise? Is because that's on the bias. And when you live in a house with another person, you get married, you should always know that it's always about compromise. Even when they're two diametrically opposed opinions, compromise is always the answer. Even in okay, but that's what the Bali Musar say. That's not what the halacha, you know. Obviously. Okay, so now a lot of times you don't have room to really angle it very much. Sometimes it's a very narrow doorway, so is it better to put it on the outside where you'll be able to angle it more, or better to put it in the doorway where you won't be able to angle it as much? So all the poskim say that it's better to put it in the doorway where you won't angle it as much, rather than put it outside of the doorway, because acharei adalus you have a suffix psul. Right, according to the Rambam, it's going to be possible. The angle is, if it's at a slight angle, it's for sure not possible. So that's for sure not a problem. That is the Pesach Tshuva says this. He quotes the Sefer Chomos Yerushalayim that disagrees, and then he says, "But I don't understand what the Chomos Yerushalayim is talking about. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to put it b'achorei adelus rather than put it at a proper angle." Fine. Now the more interesting topic: how high up the doorway? Where exactly up the doorway? So let's see the Gemara. let's try to halt kap as we see this Gemara and try to discuss all the various shitos based on this Gemara. Says the Gemara about 11 lines before the end of the page. Lamed gimel lamed aleph. Amr Rabbi Zera, Amr Rav Matan, must be in the packet somewhere. Amr Rabbi Zera, Amr Rav Matan, Amr Shmuel says, let's just make life simple, call it Shmuel. Says Shmuel, mitzvah la'anicha mitzchilas shlisha elyon. So mitzvah, now notice first of all, lashon mitzvah, doesn't say chova, doesn't say otherwise possible, just says mitzvah, to put it in the beginning of the top third of the doorway, yeah?
Just going to ask a question on Tosfot. So just, the Tosfot says at the end that the Hamasa befalling servitor Omidal Abima called Omdim Shiv Tibur Moshiva called Yoshun. So, doesn't it kind of go against his raya that Omid isn't Kavod?
No, because the point is that we're not allowed to sit down and rest until the Sefer Torah is in a Kavodika place. So long as the Sefer Torah is in transit, for instance, it's not in a Kavodika place, we don't sit down. So that's why, that's his right. Okay, so let's take a look at the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Zera, Amr Rav Masa, Amr Shmuel. Mitzvah l'anicha b'tchila shlisha elyon. You got to put it, Shmuel says, beginning of the top third of the doorway. Rav Huna Amar, magbia min akarka tefach, umarchik min akura tefach. It's just got to be, can't be in the top tefach of the doorpost, nor on the bottom tefach of the doorpost. But the whole rest of the doorpost is all fair game. So that's Rav Huna. So Rav Huna gives you the whole doorpost except for the top tefach, bottom tefach. Shmuel gives you the beginning of the top third of the doorway. Rabbi Huda says exactly what Rav Huna said. Right, not the top tefach, not the bottom tefach, anywhere in between is good. So Rav Yehuda says exactly what Rav Huna said, but Rav Yossi omer ukshartem uchsavtem, that we have a drasha, a pasuk says you should tie them, being the tefillin, and write them makshira begova afksiva begova. Right, uksavtem is about mezuzah, uksavtem about mezuzah beisachel, ukshartem is about tefillin. So ukshartem is just like ukshartem is done at a height. So too, uchsavtem is done at a height. So it should be high up. What does that mean? First of all, which tefillin are we talking about? Shal Yad or Shal Rosh? Maybe enough communities in terms of how to understand this halacha. So what does Rashi say? Makshiris tefillin, begova, Rashi seems to be goris, begova harosh, on the top of your head, which is the very top part of your body. As opposed to, if we were talking about the tefillin shel yad, it's not even the very top part of your arm. You're not supposed to put it on the very top part of your arm. It's supposed to be down by the bicep, right? So even though it's begova, it's higher up than like below the elbow, but it's really, you know, not all the way up. So what exactly is Rabbi Yossi saying? If you hold that the kshira of the tefillin that we're talking about is the shel rosh, so then the parallel by mezuzah would be, you can put it as high up on the door as you want. Put it up all the way, even in the top tefach. But if you hold that it's talking about the shel yad, then maybe the top tefach is still off limits. So what's he saying then? That it should be begova. Maybe it just means that you don't have as much room on the bottom part of the doorway to be allowed to put it. Okay, but either way, Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna are perfect. They line up perfectly with each other. Shmuel had said, the lower part of the top third of the doorway. And Rabbi Yossi said, Gova. So, frak the Gemara, Bisham, the Rav Huna, the Omer, Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Huna, Rabbi Yehuda, match made in heaven. El Shmuel, the Omer, come on. Shmuel's going like nobody. Certainly not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda gives you the whole doorpost except for the bottom tefach and top tefach, and Shmuel says only the beginning of the top third. And also, if you look at Rabbi Yossi says it should be all the way up. All the way up sounds like as high as you could put it. Says Gemara, Am Rav Huna, Breda of Nasan, Li Olam, Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel is really going like Rabbi Yossi. Umay tchila shlisha elyon dekaamar laharchika. And what does he mean when he says the bottom of the top third? That you should make it, that's how far it should be. What? So the Gemara explains, shalo laharchika min akura shalmai liyosar mishlish. And that line of Gemara is a major controversy whether it belongs in the Gemara or not. Let's assume it does belong in the Gemara because it's there for a second. What Shmuel meant when he said the beginning of the top third of the doorway is no lower than the beginning of the top third of the doorway. But certainly it could be higher. That wouldn't be a problem. As high as you want, that's fine. So if that's the way we read our Gemara, we have two shitas. One shita is not the top tefach, not the bottom tefach, anywhere in between is fine. So if you have young children in a nursery classroom or something, and you want them to be able to kiss the mezuzah, so as long as the kids are more than a tefach high, you could put the mezuzah, much lower down on the doorpost. That's one shita. And the other shita in the Gemara is the way we're understanding it now is high as you can, it's fine. Just no lower than the top third of the doorway, but really anywhere high is fine. There's no lechadchila. There's no, just anywhere in the top third of the doorway is good. Good? That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Now take a look at the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam. Says the Rambam.
Right.
Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara here, does it mean to mitzvah nicha b'tchila shloshayim? Like the tchila of the third part?
Right, but now the Gemara is saying Shmuel was really only telling you that's not the ideal place to put it. He was only telling you shalola harchika minakura shalmali yoser mishlishalion. That's all he really meant. So once you have that line in the Gemara, if you in fact are goreis that line in the Gemara, so then we're modifying Shmuel's whole shita. How does the Rambam say? Now that we know that there are two shitas, so you're either going to tell me anywhere but the top or bottom tevach, or you're going to tell me as high as you want, just not lower than the top third. So what does the Rambam say? Source number 28. Ve'echon kovim esam mezuzah. Perek vav halach yud beis. Ve'echon kovim esam mezuzah. V'toch chal shal pesach. V'tevach samach l'chut. Sound familiar? Right? That's the exact lashon in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch took it from the Rambam. Now here's where he gets to our din. B'tchilas shlish ha'elyon shal gova hashar. What does that sound like? L'chachil, it's supposed to be dafka nitzchila shlishalia. V'im kava l'mala mizek shera. In case that didn't give it away. Any higher than that is still kosher. It's okay. V'hu she'yarchikena min ha'mashkov tefach. Whoa. Tefach? You have to keep it a tefach away from the ceiling? Who's the one that said you have to keep it a tefach away from the top? That was Rav Huna Rabbi Yehuda. Said you got to keep it a tefach away from the top. Rabbi Yossi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi / Shmuel, had nothing about that. They said you keep it begova. Pashup shot in the Gemara is anywhere begova, as long as it's above the top third. Okay, you want to read it that lechadchila it should be at the beginning of the top third, fine. I don't know how you could read it that way, but you want to read it that way, gzuntei. But then to say that it's also got to be more than a tefach off the top of the doorway? Where in the world around get that from? He's combining the two shitos. So how do we understand this Rambam? So a couple of approaches. Kesef Mishnah, source number 29. If you look at the last four or five lines, he just quotes, the Gemara and everything. In the last four or five lines, Umashma l'Rabbeinu, d'lo pligi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, ella b'lamata mishlish ha'elyon. Phenomenal chiddush. Even though Rabbi Yossi says in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said in the Gemara, bottom tefach, top tefach are off limits, everything else is good, and then Rabbi Yossi says, no, gova, put it begova. All he's really arguing about is that you can't have it lower than the two-thirds point of the door. But he agrees that there should be some upper limit also, and that shouldn't be in the top tefach. Avalumala divrei kol tzarich l'esrachim min akura tefach. He just didn't say that. He didn't say it in the Gemara, that's what he meant. He meant put it begova as opposed to the bottom two-thirds of the doorway. But I agree that there's got to be an upper limit, that you can't put it all the way up. It's got to be a tefach off the top. V'achi mashma, where does he get that from? Midam Rabbi Yossi, mak shira begova af ksiva begova. V'ki hechi dekshira dehavya begova ha zroa. Whoa. Since the Rama must have read the Gemara that when we compare it to kshira, that we're talking about the tefillin shel yad, and we know the tefillin shel yad are not all the way up the arm, they're a little bit off of the top of the arm, so it's a pashut that Rabbi Yossi meant, you don't put it all the way on top of the door. That's the sheet of the Rambam. How did the Rosh understand the Gemara? If we could say it, the Rosh understood pashup shot. Look at the Rosh in source number 30. Amr Abzer, Amr Rasa, Amr Shmuel, mitzvah l'nicha b'tchila shlisha elyon pirush shelo yarchik min ha-mashkof yoser mishlish govah shal pesach ava yochel l'sita b'govah shal pesach ad ha-mashkof. The Rosh said pashup shot. anywhere you want in the top third of the doorway, all the way to the very top is fine. And there is no lechachila of the beginning of the top third. Anywhere in the top third is fine. Why? Because the Gemara modified Shmuel's statement. Shmuel sounded like it's got to be at the bottom of the top third, but then the Gemara modified it. The Gemara said, no, Shmuel didn't mean that. Shmuel just meant that the top third is the lower limit of where it's allowed to be. But it could be anywhere in the top part of the doorway, and there is no tefach distance that has to be kept from the top. So the Rosh says pashup shot. But the Rambam doesn't. So the Kesem Mishnah tries to explain that the Rambam would hold Rabbi Yossi Rabbi to never argue about the top tefach. That's and the Kshira Ksiva comparison is Tfilin Shel Yad. And that's why the top tefach is off limits. Take a look at the Beis Yosef, offered by the Kesem Mishnah, obviously. Beis Yosef, source number 31. You know what? Let's skip the Beis Yosef for now. Go to the Bach. Not authored by the Kesem Mishnah. And the Bach explains the Rambam a little differently. Last five lines again. Source number 32. Aval das haRambam. Midikam Shmuel mitzvah lanicha betchila shlisha elyon. Alma delechadchila lo yikveena limala mizeh. When he says that you should put it betchila shlisha elyon, the Rambam understood that means lechadchila, don't put it higher than that. What the Bach is being medayik is the word mitzvah. When Shmuel says in the Gemara, it's a mitzvah to put it in the beginning of the top third, he does not say tsarich lekvoa b'tchilas shlisha elyon, pasul lemeino kaveh b'tchilas shlisha elyon. He says mitzvah, meaning if you don't, I have something else in mind that's only kasher b'dieved. But this is the way to do it lechachila. That's what the word mitzvah means. So what did Shmuel have in mind that's only kasher b'dieved? Says the Bach, he must have meant the rest of the top part of the doorway is only kasher b'dieved. Because what's the other option? That he meant the lower than the shlisha elyon is kasher b'dieved? It's not true. That's possible according to Shmuel. Anywhere lower than the top of the doorway is possible. So when Shmuel said that it's a mitzvah as opposed to a chiyuv, that it's a mitzvah, that chiyuv shlisha elyon, he must have meant as opposed to anywhere higher. Dim kein kasha, my karm mitzvah, the mashal matam is a mitzvah lechachilav, but the yav ksheir of el matam is a psula, nami avi. El bal karchak to lo karm mitzvah, el lo ruya de lamalam is a mitzvah lechachilav. Av the yav ksheir of kavel lamalam is a. Now, the Bach doesn't explain why the Rambam requires the tefach distance from the top, but the Bach explains where the Let's formulate this a little more clearly. What were our problems with the Rambam? Two fundamental problems. Number one, where did the Rambam ever get the din that any part of the Shlisha Elyon is better than any other part of the Shlisha Elyon? If you're going to pass on like Shmuel just says, no, the lower limit of the Shlisha is the Shlisha Elyon. But the way the Gemara sounds like it says at the end, no part of the Shlisha Elyon is better than any other part. And the Rambam says, no, the Tchila Shlisha Elyon is ideal. Above that is less ideal. Where did the Rambam get that from? And the other problem is, why does he introduce into this shita of Shmuel the idea of keeping a tefach off the top? Shmuel doesn't only keep a tefach off the top. So what the Bach is answering is problem number one, not problem number two. Problem number two, you probably just stick with comparison to Tefillin Shel Yad, and therefore it's got to be a tefach off the top. That even Rabbi Yossi himself compares it to Tefillin Shel Yad. So it's got to be a tefach off the top. The way to address problem number one, says the Bach, is the word mitzvah gives it away. The word mitzvah gives it away. Because there's when he says Tchila Shlisha Elyon is the best, it means that there's someone else somewhere else that's kosher, but not the best. Lower is not kosher, it's possible. So higher must be kosher, but not the best. That's how the Bach understands. Good. So the Kesem Mishnah answered the question about the top tefach. The Bach answers the question about about why the lower part of the top third is better than any other part of the top third. Take a look at the Nekudas Kesef. I'm sorry, Shulchan Aruch is in the back of your packets. Sorry for the tiny print. It's the page that looks like Shulchan Aruch. So in the left-hand margin is the Nekudas Kesef. The Shach wrote a commentary to the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz wrote a commentary afterwards. The Shach then had what to say about the Taz's commentary. So they were contemporaries. They met a couple of times. And so the Shach wrote Nekudas HaKesef, which is the response to the Turei Zahav, to the Taz. So says the Shach. Shulchan Aruch says, B'tchila Shlisha Elyon. Shulchan Aruch just calls the exact lashon of the Rambam, like he always does, right? It should be koveh b'tchila shlish elyon, the beginning of the top third of the doorway. Val pize nimshchu k'tzas anshei maisa b'doreinu shemanichem b'tchila shlish elyon. He says, based on the fact that the Shulchan Aruch says you should put it b'tchila shlish elyon, there are some very careful Jews who put it b'tchila shlish elyon. I'm not really surprised. Aval kol ha'olam noagim lanichem b'gova pesach. Wow, this is very helpful in the Kuzis Kesef, because if you look at doorways in general, when you go to people's houses, mezuzahs are way up there. If you were to measure the tchila shlisha elyon, you know, this is probably about right. It may even be a little high. Our eyes play tricks on us because we see things, you know, sometimes from higher up, but tchila shlisha elyon is much lower than you think it is if you actually take a tape measure. A lot of times, how many times you reach up for the mezuzah, and it's not a very high doorway, but you're reaching up. If you're reaching up, then it's too high. So the Shach says, it's always been the minhag that way. To put it on the top high, put it very high. Kedas HaRash. And that's the Shita of the Rash, right? The Rash learned the Gemara Kepshuto. Anywhere in the top third is good. Gova, that's all. Ulaniyas Daiti Nir Sheyafe Hemosim. Vishke Nir Iker B'Shas. B'Menachas Taf Lamed Gimel. Typo, it says Nun Gimel there. Va'olsen Anshe Amaisa Lo Inu Shapir Rak B'Shulchan Aruch. Wow! The people who are makbid to only put it in the beginning of the top third of the doorway, it's because they get their halacha from the Shulchan Aruch. And that's not where you're supposed to get halacha from. You're supposed to get halacha from the Gemara, learning through the Rishonim, then learning the Shulchan Aruch, then you know the halacha. So if you would have learned the Gemara, it would have been obvious to you that it's not supposed to be between the Shulchan Aruch, which it was, right? When we learned the Gemara, we said exactly what the Rosh said. That was a Pasha reading of the Gemara. The Chiddush of the Shach is that you could just take the Rambam and say, you know, like, Kalachar Yad, like it doesn't exist. So he says, no, I'm not saying it doesn't exist. He says, the Rambam had a different gears than the Gemara. He says, if you go a few lines further, after he gives you more Rishonim that say, like the Rash, Shuv nearly borrowed that Rambam lo yagoris b'shas, shalol archika min akuri yosem yishlish. What was the problematic line for the Rambam? Is the last line of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, oh, you know what Shmuel meant when he said you should burn b'tchila shlisha elyon? That's the lower limit, but not that that's the ideal, that's just the lower limit. That line didn't appear in the Rambam's Gemara. Okay, you take away that line, and, you know, life becomes a lot easier. But the problem then becomes, that line was an answer to a question. Right? The Gemara asks a question on Shmuel. Shmuel, you are against Rabbi Yossi. Vada against Rabbi Yehuda, and you're also against Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Begova, and you're talking about Tchila Shlisha Elyon. So the Gemara's got to answer something. So look at our Gemara, Tabla Gimel and Beis. Umay Tchila Shlisha Elyon de Kamar, Laharchika. That's the end of the Rambam's Girsa. Period. That's the answer. Tchila Shlisha Elyon is Laharchika. What does that mean? If you take away the next line, that it's a lower limit. So tchila shlisha elyon l'archika means, what do you think?
It has to be a little bit far away from the top.
Why?
I don't know why.
No, say why, come on. What does the Rambam hold? That's also strange. There were two problems with the Rambam. What? That it's got to be a tevach below. That even Shmuel has got to be a tevach below. Why does Shmuel has got to be a tevach below? A harchaka, meaning he holds it's got to be a tefach below. Where did the Rambam get that he holds it's got to be a tefach below? Because the Gemara says, when he says, B'tchila shlisha elyon, the Shmuel is saying, you should go as far down as that, just to make sure that you're not in top tefach territory. That's, meaning the Rambam, obviously not like Rashi, held it's tefillin shaliyah that we were comparing it to. And laharchika means a harchaka from the top tefach. But is it a din lecharchila in terms of the gova, the mezuzah, to put in the tchila shlisha elyon? No, it could be anywhere in the shlisha elyon, except for the top tefach, but just be safe about that. Don't put it like, you know, don't have the smallest sheer tefach. You know, don't have it, you know, 3.1 inches off of the top. You know, keep it a good 5 inches off of the top of the doorway. And he says, Haram was not gori shalachim when Yosem Yishlish, v'chein mashma ledi v'tseftav, rashom delo garsilai. Says mashma Rashi wasn't gori this way either. El garsinu, may tchila shalach elyon dekomer Shmuel, laharchaka, v'su lo midi. Takes out laharchika, and it's laharchaka, it works even better. It's not laharchika to distance it, laharchaka, this is a harchaka, this is something that we're going to do like a geder. And then he writes, I later found in manuscripts that there are Gemaras that don't have this line. Umefarish Harambam de lokapirish Rashi v'taisus. El archaka kolamad Rabbi Yossi moda Rabbi Yehuda d'sar l'archika minakura tefach. Umishum shash archaka kamer shmol de mitzvah salaniach b'tchil ha-shlish shu archaka v'siyag lazeh shenichen l'mal ha-tefach. The tchil ha-shlish was just a suggestion to stay away from the top tefach. V'hashta asinami shaper mashik shu ha-beis yazvei ha-bach minolan la-ram shesar l'archika l'mal ha-tefach. Basically, what did we have before? We had two kashas on the Rambam. Kesef Mishnah, right, what were the two kashas? Number one, where did the Rambam get the idea that anywhere in the top third is better than anywhere else in the top third? Number two, where does the Rambam get the idea that according to Shmuel, you got to stay off of the top tefach? So we had Kesef Mishnah answered the top tefach idea, and the Bach answered the where you get that any part is better than the other part idea. But each one only worked on one problem. Says the Nekudas Kesef, I answered both. With one little erasing a line of Gemara, I was able to answer both questions. Right? Because Larchaka shows you that it's got to be, that there's, that Larchaka would show you that that the Tchila Shlisha Elyon is only, even when the Rambam says it is only really a suggestion in order to stay away from the Tap Tefach. But there's no din in mezuzah of being b'tchila shlisha elyon. V'ashal sinam mishapir, zulokas ram lehedyo dim kavel lamatim is a psula. The Ram never says if you put it lower than that, it's possible. Lower than the top third, it's possible. Dim isa dim farash kipirish rashi, if it tells the Shmuel asi lafuka the mata, if what Shmuel was trying to say was anywhere below the top third is possible, then that should have been emphasized. No, but that's not what Shmuel was saying. Shmuel took that as dav pashut. Shmuel's emphasis was, keep it off the top so that you're not within the last tefach. Im kein ikur din d'shmo lo kasav Rambam feirush el b'mashmos. If the whole ikur din was not to do the bottom part, the Rambam never even says that b'feirush. El vadi ikur d'prish kanal bor das Rambam utlo ke beis yosef b'bach shenidchuku l'dayto. So the beis yosef and the b'bach were dochik in the Rambam. And he says, besides, Tosos, Rashi, they all hold like the Rush, and Rabbi Elazar Mitz and others, etc. Fine. So, if you read the Shulchan Aruch, and you know what the Shulchan Aruch had in mind, you know that the Shulchan Aruch meant that L'chavchilet should be at the Tchila Shlisha Elyon. Elamai, Nekudas Kesef comes along to try to explain how that fits into the Gemara. In order to make it fit into the Gemara, he has to erase a line of the Gemara, but he has the additional advantage that his explanation isn't just explaining the Gemara, it's explaining Minhag Yisrael. So, Halacha L'maaseh, what would you do? Bottom line is, at the end of the day, we know what the Shulchan Aruch is based on. It's not based on an error. Shulchan Aruch is based on a legitimate reading of the Rambam, just different than the Shach's reading of the Rambam. So really, when you're putting up the... And does anyone hold that Tchila Shlisha Elyon is possible? Or is even not L'chadchila? Nobody would say it's anything less than L'chadchila. So just question if above that is also L'chadchila. So it's a davar pashut l'halacha that Tchila Shlisha Elyon is ideal. Right? Are we clear about that? Because no one would say it's anything less than l'chadchila. Above the Tchila Shlisha Elyon, the Shach would say, yeah, that's still l'chadchila. But the Shulchan Aruch would say, no, that's only b'diavad now. It's kosher, yeah. The only thing is, according to the Shach, here's where you might want to avoid the Tchila Shlisha Elyon. No, why according to the Shach might you want to avoid the Tchila Shlisha Elyon? What did the Shach say the Gemara's teretz for Shmuel is? Laharchaka. What does Laharchaka mean? Tchila Shlisha Elyon was to remind you to keep it off of the top tefach. If it's lower than the top third of the doorway, most Rishonim, all Rishonim, hold, not like Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda, that it's possible. So if we require a harchaka to stay away from the top tefach, it's logical to have a harchaka to stay away from the Tchila Shlisha Elyon also. Because you go just a little bit lower than Tchila Shlisha Elyon possible. So that's a major, that might be the real yishuv for the Minhag Yisrael. It's to really try to satisfy all shittos, not to risk any psul. If you ask me what to do, I'd still say Tchila Shlisha Elyon, just measure accurately. You know, don't estimate. They tell the famous maaseh of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky that he went to visit South Shore years ago. His son Rav Binyamin started South Shore, so when he went to visit South Shore, he saw that in the kindergarten classrooms it had the mezuzah very low in the doorway so the kids could reach it to kiss on the way in. They said, what's going on here? And they said, well, we want to be mechanech the kids. So he said, get a ladder. He said, it's not proper chinuch to show the kids a mezuzah. That's the image seared in their minds of a mezuzah on the wrong part of the doorway. The proper chinuch is put on the right part of the doorway, and if you want them to kiss it, get a stair, a chair for them to step on, something like that. Now, there is a discussion in Poskim, maybe we'll do this a little bit more next time. The interesting discussion if the doorway is extremely high. What's the din of the Shlisha Elyon? Is it supposed to be relative to your height, or is it supposed to be just relative to the doorway? And also, is it relative to the doorpost or relative to the doorway? What if the doorpost stops short of reaching the mashkof, of reaching the top of the doorway? Do you go two-thirds up the post or two-thirds up the doorway? So Mr. Shem, I guess maybe on Monday we'll get to all that stuff. We'll finish up the packing on Monday and we'll move on to other stuff. Okay, there will be a Parsha Shir Shmuz after Marav.